Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Ireland AM turns 25 today. The morning TV show first aired on the 20th of September 1999 and has been through many changes over the years. But I went out to Virgin Media Television Studios in Dublin to catch up with some special guests, as well as the current presenters, Mirren O'Connell, Tommy Bowe, and of course, Alan Hughes, who has been there with the show since the very beginning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rolling.
0, 5.
Stand by, Jer.
3, 2, 1.
Take Jer.
0, Q.
You're welcome back.
Send my picture, D.
Alan Hughes, presenter of Ireland AM for 25 years.
25 years
and still going.
No, but 25 years of, you know, in any job is a long run. But 25 years in breakfast television is a huge achievement.
I think it is a huge achievement, and people are saying it all week, and I'm just going, well, I suppose it is. But you know what, Andrea? I said, if you're still getting enjoyment out of it, and that's the key. I'm still getting enjoyment out of it. I'm still loving the job. And myself, Mirren and Tommy are having great fun on the show, and I think that shows to the viewers. And I suppose things have changed up over the years. So there's been new people coming in. There's new producers. There's new things happening all the time. There's new strands. So it's not like it's the same old thing for 25 years. I'm not just sitting at a desk. Like, I used to be out on the road an awful lot more. Yeah. I'd be doing different things like that. We'd be at the ploughing, all that. And now we've become this little, myself, Mirren and Tommy, in studio group with the three of us. And Derek is doing all the roads. So my role has changed over the years as well. So I think that's what's kept it fresh. And for me, that's what kept me sane as well.
Yeah.
Because there has been no boredom or monotony as far as I'm concerned. And it's just been a great blast for 25 years, and we're having the best fun.
Ireland AM presenters Mirren O'Connell and Tommy Bowe, 25 years of the show. What do you put this down to in terms of the secret for success?
Honestly, I think it's that it reflects what's happening with people in Ireland. We are all about what's happening around the country, which I think is something that's really important. Often, I certainly know that when I first started in media, it always felt that it was reflective of, you know, what was happening in Dublin and all that kind of stuff. But we're all counties, and I think it's important what's going on in everyday lives, much like you do. Like, you know, if you're talking about it with your mates in a WhatsApp group rather than,
you should be talking,
you know,
about it on the show.
Do you know what? We should be talking about it on the show. And also, I think let's have a bit of a laugh. Life is hard enough. Let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah, this show, there is something quite special about this show in terms of even its tenure and length of success. Mirren, you've obviously come from the 6 o'clock show and other media backgrounds previously, but Tommy, you came to this from a sporting background, something very different. So, like, it has a very unique place in people's.
And it's been around for so long. It's probably, after the Late Late Show, the biggest institution on Irish television. And I think the longevity of it is because it resonates with so many people. And yes, I was on the sports field for many a year, but you know, you'd wake up in the morning, you stick on the telly and Ireland AM is there, and you don't know who's going to be presenting. I mean, Mark Cagney did it for 20 years, yeah. You know, an incredible stint. Along with so many other presenters, and of course Alan Hughes, who's still going strong. So for me to be able to move into a completely different field, onto live television, to learn off Alan, to see the experience that he has, been able to mix the professionalism with having a bit of crack, and Mirren, who's come into the show and done exactly that and take it to a new level. You know, I'm learning every day on the job, and that's exactly what you want.
15 seconds on the break. Coming back to studio, it'll be camera 3 next. Coming to Stain. Stand up.
Now, former President Mary McAleese, thanks for joining me here at Virgin Media Studios in Ballymount. You were president, of course, 25 years ago when Ireland AM launched.
Under
TV3, yeah. What was that like? Was the significance of that to have a commercial television station launch 25 years ago?
It was a very, very big innovation because we had been used to then to really RTE having a monopoly on everything local. Yes, there was competition from BBC, from Ulster Television, but they weren't directly related, as it were, to life here. And I thought it was the best thing. I had just before I became president, I had been on the board of Channel 4 for quite a few years. And so I understood, if you like, the value of having an all commercial channel that also had a very strong national remit, that had a remit to Pay its own way. That's the first thing. And find ways of paying its own way, and also of offering fantastic opportunities to local creative talent. And that was, for me, that was the best. It was the explosion of talent and the great opportunity it was offering to talent, for me, was the best news possible.
I'm Denise McNamara, the executive producer of Ireland AM, Monday to Thursday.
Ireland AM and the breakfast TV show starts very early in the morning. So how do you keep the morale up within the team and keep people energised at that hour of the morning? Because it is an ungodly hour that people start at.
It is. I have producers getting out of their beds. One producer in particular gets out of her bed at 1:30 in the morning. People have to be in at 3:30 a.m. every morning. But again, I suppose... Look, I myself started out here as a researcher 16 years ago, and I did feel like coming in here, everybody was willing to help each other out because we're all in it together.
Yeah.
As cringe as it might sound, it does feel like a family. So once you have colleagues beside you that are willing to support you the whole time, it gets you through it. But also once you feel like there is job satisfaction, I think, and when you see that reaction, ratings are great, but when you actually see the messages coming in emails and WhatsApp messages, you know, thanking us, you know, you're kind of thinking, wow, we are making a difference.
No, the early start seems to be a big thing for people. Listen, I'm very lucky. I'm not running home to my children. I don't sleep very well, but sure, I'm in a privileged position to be doing a job that I absolutely adore.
Brilliant.
I can sleep at the weekend, sleep when I'm dead.
And listen, I get up at crazy o'clock, but on the road there are so many vans, there's so many people up at that time in the morning, and you think it is the middle of the night. It is the middle of the night, but there's a lot of people out there who have to do proper jobs. We're the lucky few who get to come onto the telly.
So it does curtail some of your lifestyle, especially like you just don't do things during the week. But then lots of people don't. I mean, so you might get invited to this, or if somebody says, will we go to dinner? Like, let's go to dinner on Wednesday. You go, can we go at 6:30?
Yeah.
You know, instead of 9 o'clock.
Can we go at 3 p.m.?
You know, that type of thing. But you know what? It's part of the job and it's what we do. And you don't get used to it. But look, I'm still here and still doing it and still having a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's 25 years. For the next, I suppose, 10 or 15 or 20, 25 years of the show, what is the sort of secret to trying to keep that new and revitalised and a little bit different, I suppose? Interesting.
Well, I think it's the viewers and the guests. And I suppose what we've done is, like, we've always had, like, we've moved along. And I think the way technology has moved along as well, you'd have it on your show as well. You're instantly able to react with people now. So they'll send us in a text that we'll read out immediately. And we're more open to that. And I think just the viewers and the way they come in to us and tell their stories and just keeping in touch with them and then moving things along. And then, like Denise, our executive producer, like it's fast moving. It's a fast moving show. Like if you're only watching it for 30 minutes, you're going to see a lot in 30 minutes. And I think that's key to it as well. You feel like you've got a lot in the time you've watched.
Alan, continued success. And you've obviously got good batteries in that alarm clock too. So thanks a million.
Thanks so much.
3, 2.
Thanks for staying with us now. Who doesn't want a sweet treat to start off their morning the best way you can?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.